Friends, Peter's initial rejection of the Lord's offer to wash his feet is the source of my reflection this evening. Peter says emphatically to Jesus in the gospel we just heard, "You will never wash my feet." It seems to me that only pride and self-pity could motivate these words. And in reflecting on Peter's hesitation that evening, we might discover within ourselves the reason for our own. Why do we refuse help when people offer it to us? It's most likely either pride, meaning we don't think we need help, that we can do it on our own, that we can wash our own feet, that someone else intervening in my life might make things worse or more complex than they would be if I just took care of it myself, that it will be better if I just do things on my own. Or we might refuse help out of self-pity, meaning that my needs are so small that you shouldn't have to waste time on me. There are other people with more pressing needs than mine. There are dirtier feet that you should worry about. And I don't want someone else to have to overextend themselves to help me. Friends, it seems to me that these two dispositions are at the core of why so many of us keep God at a distance, at arm's length. We reject his offer to wash our feet because in pride, we don't want to admit our dirt. Or we compare our dirt to others and conclude that ours isn't that bad. Or we think seeking God's strength is a sign of weakness. Or we think needing others compromises our independence and self-sufficiency. And in self-pity, we keep God at arm's length by convincing ourselves that our needs are not important enough for God. That God has more pressing needs in the world than our small issues to take care of. That I can't give God everything, my fears and my dreams and my hopes and my sins, because all of this can't possibly matter to the big God of the universe. But so far I've painted a rather dour picture. And you didn't come to Holy Thursday Mass for only the bad news. You came for the good news. And the truth is that the good news on this night far surpasses the bad. And the good news is that two things we commemorate at this Mass, the evening Mass of the Lord's Supper, the Eucharist and the mandate to serve others, represent the path forward for our prideful and self-pitying tendency to reject the invitations of God. The humility of the Eucharist is the very antithesis of pride and self-pity. That God, the creator of the universe, the ground of all things, wants to be so close to us that he becomes so small as to enter into our bodies as food and drink. He condescends himself. He allows himself to be seen and regarded as smaller than he actually is. He empties himself of the honor and glory that he deserves and risks being disrespected and underappreciated by us mere mortals. All of this we struggle to do. We don't like being underappreciated. We don't like being regarded as smaller than we actually are. And for this, the Eucharist is a reminder, not just tonight, but every time we gather in this church, that if we think we are bigger than others, the only direction we can push them is down. But if we choose to be smaller, then we, like Christ, can lift others up and magnify their greatness. Of course, the other action we celebrate this evening is Jesus bending low to wash the feet of others. As we saw with the Eucharist, this is the posture of humility, stepping down from the step stool of our own ego, which we endlessly move around to elevate ourselves above others. Jesus says instead in the foot washing, bow down before the needs of others and consider their needs more important than your own. This is loving as Christ loves. And while the Eucharist brings Jesus' sacramental presence into the world, the humble charity of bending low to serve others is what brings Christ's spiritual presence into the world. I want to tell a brief story about how one man at my last parish lived the lessons of Holy Thursday in a beautiful way. The story tends to make me cry. After over 50 years of marriage, the wife of a couple I knew in Mansfield experienced a stroke that resulted in extensive paralysis and loss of verbal communication. Her husband, knowing that his wife could not care for her cosmetic and hair needs, he, at the ripe age of 82, went to cosmetic and barber lessons. Skills that, as you might imagine, he knew nothing about. Talking with personnel at the assisted living facility where they resided, I was told that he would spend about 2.5 hours every morning preparing her makeup and her hair for the day. As you can imagine, he moved rather slowly. Every time I would see them, she looked beautifully groomed for the day. And he never told a soul about this. This woman died about 6 months ago, but I can tell you that she died with incredible dignity because of the man who loved her as Jesus loves. But friends, think of all the excuses that this man could have made for inaction. All the things I would have thought. He could have thought that he didn't sign up for this. It's not his job to take care of something that he knows nothing about. That he wouldn't do it perfectly, and so it's better to not do it at all. That it really wouldn't matter to his wife because she loved him already, and to be honest, she really wasn't in a mental state to appreciate it. That it would be a waste of time given the other things that he could do. But the good news is he didn't make these excuses. He didn't, like Peter, explain away love. Rather, he was willing to bend low, to make himself small, to put his wife's needs above his own, to love like Jesus loves. Friends, this is what the Last Supper is all about, that our Lord, both in the gesture of bending low to wash our feet and in the condescension of the Eucharist, sets the standard for us. Tonight, let's not keep God at a distance. Let us allow him to wash our feet so that, cleansed of our own pride and self-pity, we might lower ourselves to serve the needs of others.